Hey, welcome to Unstable Topics, a fast-paced, jam-packed, unhinged bestie podcast filled with facts, reacts, and made-up games in between.
We're your hosts, Sarah
and Maggie,
and we're excited for you to join our best friend hangout, where we surprise one another with things we find interesting or hilarious just to see how the other will react.
Our friendship might be totally stable, but you never know what your bestie might throw your way to knock you off your game.
So come shake things up, learn something new, and laugh along with us. This is Unstable Topics.
Hello everyone, we're Superhero Stuff You Should Know, and if you think you know about superheroes and comic books, think again.
We got romance, we got action,
romance.
We got comedy, we got everything you need, man. Come on down to Superhero Stuff You Should Know for all your superhero needs.
I don't know about this romance, what part are you talking about?
We've got all kinds of sketches, and then deep dives on top of that. Come on down to Superhero Stuff You Should Know.
Alright, so come on down to, come on down to Superhero Stuff You Should Know.
Hey, do you have an idea for a podcast but don't know where to start? Or do you have an already existing podcast that you want to take to the next level? Well, check out WeKnowPodcasting.com. From concept development to theme music to editing to logos, WeKnowPodcasting.com is a one-stop shop for all things pod. Don't hesitate to hit us up. We're very nice.
Well, let's party!
Dylan.
Hey, Matt.
It's the time of the year that only comes once a year. And that, of course, is the Woodland Critter Christmas time.
Christmas time comes once a year. I just want to say, like, before we get too into it, this is probably the most offensive thing that we've covered on this podcast up to this point.
Yeah,
so far, say,
if, like, we're going to tackle
we're
more
gonna push
South
it.
Park, and there's going to be, and I think that there are actually worse Christmas specials
than
this
one. The Jesus Terrorist one probably pushes the buttons, but in another note, this is the most offensive thing we've covered. It's also one of my favorite things to watch around the holidays, and it's my favorite South Park Christmas episode. We are talking Woodland Critter Christmas tonight, and I'm so excited.
It's a wild one. It's a ride.
It is such it is such a ride, and I love the theme. So the theme is very much like those classic Christmas specials with a narrator who's constantly rhyming.
It's the Grinch.
Yeah.
It's 100% the Grinch.
Yes. Very much so the Grinch. And we open up on Stan, who's just walking through the forest for no apparent reason. And he comes across some woodland critters building a Christmas tree. And they ask him to make a star for the Christmas tree. And we get a beautiful little montage of him making a star. And you know what? If the special ended there, I would be just as happy, because it was such a sweet little moment with Stan and these woodland critters. But he helps them, and then he goes home.
Well, I want to pause you right there.
Yeah, okay.
Right? So we're introduced to them with their little jingle, which you know all the words to. I haven't watched this episode nearly as much as you have.
Christmas time comes once a year.
No, the actual Woodland Critter Christmas theme.
Hold on. Special time, a special year. It's Woodland Critter Christmas.
So they sing their little song, and then they introduce all the characters, and their character names are so fucking boring.
Oh, my God.
It's Barry the Bear, Squirrely the Squirrel, Rabbity the Rabbit.
Porcupiney the Porcupine. Yeah. Chickadee, the chickadee. Yeah.
At the end of the episode, totally makes sense why the names are so shitty.
Yes, but, yes.
Well, I don't want to spoil it. I want to take them through it as if they were watching it, so we won't spoil anything.
Also known as the little boy in the red poofball hat, as we keep referring to him in the story goes home and he goes to sleep. He's awakened by the critters in his bedroom saying that Porcupiney the Porcupine is pregnant with their Lord and Savior. And it is an immaculate pregnancy.
Conception.
Yeah, an immaculate conception. And they don't have a manger, Matt. How do you get
They need a manger built. And I love, this is where you start to get the brilliance of the narration. Because the narration is describing Stan, like, joyfully agreeing to do this and leaping out of bed. And then it's, like, showing footage of Stan, like, barely awake, putting together this manger for the animals.
So tired. So he makes this manger. Puts it together. Basically, like, Stan builds the manger, and then all of a sudden, out of, like, the woods comes this mountain lion, right? And starts, like, growling at them. And they scares them all off, and the mountain lion leaves, and they're like, oh, no! We have to stop the mountain lion. How can we stop the mountain lion?
Every year, one of them gets pregnant, and the mountain lion stops the kills the mother.
Yes. Or they're like, well, we have Stan now! Stan can kill the mountain lion! And again, the narrator's like, Stan, hop to it and have it. And he's like, no, he didn't. And he's like, yes, he did. Well, how can we give birth to our Lord and Savior? I guess Porcupiney's just going to have to die. And I love Stan's reaction. I love Trey Parker and Matt Stone when they do like the, like when things are getting crazy. Yeah. So, and we get a lot of that in this episode. So Stan goes to find the mountain lion on the mountain, kind of fights it off a little bit and tricks it into jumping off the mountain and killing itself. And then you get the first twist of the episode.
Well, I think, well, let's make sure. I think you're going with the right twist. Continue.
So the first twist of the episode is Stan is standing there with the body of the dead mother. And then three little baby mountain lion cubs come out of the cave and are crying about their mother. And Stan's like, but she was gonna kill the critters, the one critter Christmas. Oh, so dejected, he goes back to the woodland critters,
which. Side note, at this point, we jump to the woodland critters who have already accepted that Stan is dead.
Yes. They're like, oh, well, I guess we're not going to have our Lord and Savior after all. Because by this point, Stan has definitely been eaten. Dejected, Stan comes back. He's like, I did it. And he's so sad. And all the woodland critters are like, yeah! Yay! Thank you, Stanny! Thanks. Now Porcupine can give birth to our Lord and Savior, Satan. And Stan's like, what? And she's like, you know, Satan, Prince of Darkness.
Yeah, let's celebrate by sacrificing Rabbity.
And he's like, what do you mean? I thought you meant God. And Deary the Deer goes, well, think about it, Stan. God wouldn't have sex with a porcupine. Let's celebrate by sacrificing Rabbity the Rabbit and having a blood orgy. And they sacrifice Rabbity the Rabbit on a satanic altar and have a very graphic
blood orgy
as we cut to commercial.
Which might actually be, let me see. Yeah, that's the last note I wrote down. Because from that point, I was just in on the ride.
Oh, yeah.
And I forgot to take notes. But I mean, I watched this morning, so it is locked and loaded. But yeah, so Stan, sitting with the reality that he's assisted this whole thing, is like, I've got to put an end to this.
Well, no. Doesn't he go home and he's just like putting his head on the desk?
The narrator has to really push him to do something about this. But he eventually is like, I've got to put a stop to this. So he goes to take down the manger, and that's when we discover that the woodland critters have satanic powers.
Evil satanic powers. Well, he's like, I'm not letting you go through with this. You can't stop us, Stanny, or else we'll have to use our evil satanic powers on you.
And I think that the whole episode is about brilliant juxtaposition from start to finish. But one of the best parts of the juxtaposition is absolutely how cute, cuddly, and like semi-southern all of these characters sound as they're saying the most horrific shit that you can imagine.
Yeah, and then the satanic music chants come in.
Oh my God. So they're raising flames, two-headed dog demons jumping out, some crows attack Stan. But they mention that nothing can stop them except for a mountain lion,
yep,
which Stan has already killed. Yeah. And that's when Stan is like, well, the narrator reminds Stan, yo, there's three mountain lions.
Yeah, that's right. So, and the woodland critters do at one point bring up letting Stan house the, or be the host of,
yes,
the,
they need a host, but it needs to be a non-baptized heathen.
Which, if anybody's watched South Park before, at this point, an avid watcher of South Park can kind of see where this is going to go.
See, and I forgot. So I was sitting there thinking, is Cartman baptized? Was my thought process.
Yeah. Because in any other episode, Cartman would be the perfect vessel
exactly
for the Son of Satan.
Because I forgot the big twist.
Yeah.
I remembered the first twist. The Hail Satan twist was locked and loaded in my brain. Everything else was like a brand new viewing for me.
So Stan goes to the mountain lions.
He gets the mountain lions, and the mountain lions are like, we can't. Well, first of all, the mountain lions.
Some of my favorite lines.
Go ahead and say, I'll slaughter them. But
the cubs come out and they go, oh no, Stan's back to kill us. And one of the cubs just goes, that's okay. I died inside when mommy died.
Hey, welcome to Unstable Topics, a fast-paced, jam-packed, unhinged bestie podcast filled with facts, reacts, and made-up games in between.
We're your hosts, Sarah
and Maggie,
and we're excited for you to join our best friend hangout, where we surprise one another with things we find interesting or hilarious just to see how the other will react.
Our friendship might be totally stable, but you never know what your bestie might throw your way to knock you off your game.
So come shake things up, learn something new, and laugh along with us. This is Unstable Topics.
Hello, everyone. We're Superhero Stuff You Should Know. And if you think you know about superheroes and comic books, think again.
We got romance. We got action.
Romance.
We got comedy. We got everything you need, man. Come on down to Superhero Stuff You Should Know for all your superhero needs.
I don't know about this romance. What part are you talking about?
We've got all kinds of sketches and then deep dives on top of that. Come on down to Superhero Stuff You Should Know.
All right. So come on down to... Wait, why did I say come on down? To Superhero Stuff You Should Know.
Well, and the other one is like better this way than the starvation that we would surely go through without our mother. So Stan's like, look, I was tricked into doing this by a squirrel. And they're like, you got tricked by a squirrel? You must be pretty stupid.
Yep.
But he's like, I need you to kill these woodland creatures. And they're like, well, we don't have like our adult teeth. We just got these baby teeth and these baby claws. But I guess we could maybe abort the baby or something. So twist number three is...
they take the cubs to learn how to do abortions.
To learn how to do an abortion. And the abortion doctor is more than happy to show them,
yes,
because it's Christmas is just 2 days away, and that means that the abortion business is absolutely booming.
And do not worry, as we are getting a montage of abortions, Christmas time comes once a year is playing in the background, and the cubs are assisting in the abortion, and these cute little cats are all throughout the doctor's office bringing the doctor different tools that he would use.
Snuggling with the patients.
Yeah, and the patients just like smiling and petting the cats. Oh my God, dude, it's so fun.
It's really, that I was like, this is insane that this has been going so long. So Stan, finally with these mountain lions properly trained to perform an abortion, show up only to see that Porky Piney has already given birth to this horrific screaming baby.
In the midst of the montage, we cut back to the woodland critter creatures,
yes,
dejected because they don't know who they're going to find to host the Son of Satan. And then they find Kyle Broflowski in the woods.
Just playing with a sled by himself.
Yep. And they're like, why are you so sad? And basically, Kyle is sad because he's Jewish and doesn't get to celebrate Christmas. And I think that's our first hint of who is the narrator here.
Yeah, a little bit. And he's just like, well, you know, I'm you know, I don't, they're like, so does that mean you're not baptized? And he's like, no. And they're like, yay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Stan sees that the baby has been born.
Yes.
And then he sees Kyle tied down to the sacrificial altar.
What's happening, Stan? Stan just goes, it's Woodland Critter Christmas, dude. It sucks ass.
So this is when it gets even more insane, because Santa comes and there's that beautiful shot of Santa in the sky with like the devil's pennant up in the giant red star. And Santa just pulls out a shotgun and just
starts.
There's
only one way to stop Woodland Critter Christmas. And he pulls out a shotgun, just starts unloading on them all.
Gore blasting everywhere.
Yep. Very reminiscent of last week when we covered Treevenge.
For sure. There's a great scene where they're like, they use their evil satanic powers to bring fire, and Santa just leaps right over it and just keeps shooting.
So this made me think we need a Santa-led first-person shooter coming out for like the PS5 and Xbox. So
like a South Park game or its own standalone Santa
either.
Game?
I'll take either. Okay. I'm shocked that in the world of like the
Killer Santa, this hasn't
happened.
Yeah,
but more like when the internet was engrossed with Flash games. Like, we literally had a Flash game where you played as George Bush taking out terrorists. How we never got a Flash game where Santa was taking out the Woodland Critters from South Park, I'll never
That's true.
Know.
But yeah, so Santa gets, it's down to Barry the Bear.
Yep.
He's like, but Santa, you won't shoot me. Bam. Like, Barry splattered
exactly.
everywhere.
So
the day is saved.
Yeah.
And this is where you definitely know that something is
Yeah. Kyle picks up the spawn of Satan, which is like a baby porcupine. Like, it's a fresh porcupine fetus. And he's like, maybe I want the power of Satan inside of me. And basically it
to
all
help
comes
the Jews
exactly,
rule the world.
Exactly.
That's, yeah.
It's all about getting, I'm putting quotes up, revenge for the Jews. There were quotes when I said that.
Yeah.
And that's basically when you hear Kyle go, oh, God damn it, Cartman! And we cut to the classroom, and it's revealed that this is Cartman's Christmas story. All the kids in Mr. Garrison's class were to write a Christmas story, and this is Cartman's. And Kyle's
and
officially
the
offended.
The entire class is engrossed
yes,
in this story.
Yeah, except for Kyle.
Including Stan.
Yep.
Stan's like, I need to know if I get to have a good Christmas
exactly.
at the end of the story.
Kyle's like, this was all just to rip on me. And Cartman's like, okay, I'm done. And he sits down, and all the kids are freaking out, like, Mr. Garrison, can he please finish his story? And I think Mr. Garrison...
Well, Kyle goes, we all know how it ends. Santa kills me.
Yeah.
And he's like, maybe. Or maybe he doesn't.
He's like, that might not be how it ends at all, but I guess we'll never know. And they're all mad at Mr. Garrison, and Mr. Garrison's like, I can't remember the exact line, but it
he
all...
He said, I can't... Cartman, you have to stop reading the story, otherwise Kyle's mom's going to call him bitch at me.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. So finally, like, all the kids are kind of turning on Kyle a little bit, and Kyle's like, you know what? Fuck it. Fine. Finish the story. So Cartman gleefully walks back to the front of the room, gets back on the stool, and we get back into it.
Kyle's body starts immediately rejecting
and he's like, it burns! Evil. It's hot! I didn't think it was going to be this painful! And Stan's like, it's the son of the devil, dude. What did you expect? Yeah.
So Santa's like, there's nothing we can do. We have to kill your friend before the evil fully consumes him. And that's
I'm
when
sorry,
Santa...
Kyle, but Santa's going to have to kill you.
And that's when Stan remembers that he's got three mountain lions that know how to perform an abortion that can get that evil spirit out of Kyle's ass.
And
we get to see that whole thing happen.
We do.
But everything's great for everybody.
Except for Kyle, who died of AIDS. Was it 6 months later?
6 months later. And then we just end the episode.
Yep.
And
he just says, God damn it, Cartman. And we cut to Christmas time comes once a year.
It is something special.
It really is. It really is. It's my favorite Christmas episode. Honestly, I love the South Park Christmas episodes, especially when we took a step away from Hanky. I do love Mr. Hanky to death, but I love this Christmas episode, the one where they go to Canada, the terrorist Jesus Santa Christmas episode. I just love how bonkers they are.
And we've talked about this before. I love how much Trey Parker loves Christmas.
Yes, like, exactly. You can tell there's heart in these. Even with Woodland Critter Christmas, there is heart here.
Yeah, because you got choked up at the star scene.
Yeah. Yeah, man. God, it's so... As offensive as this stuff is, it's an episode like this that puts me back where I was when it first aired. And it warms my heart. It warms my soul. When I was living with my parents and my sister, my sister and I would decorate the tree while watching Christmas South Park. And it was literally a DVD that was South Park Christmas Time is Here. And this was the last episode on it because it came out, I think, 2005 or so.
All right, so like right when season 8
exactly,
had aired.
Exactly, yeah. So they put out a compilation DVD of just Christmas episodes. And we would decorate the tree and watch South Park Christmas, the Merry Christmas Charlie Manson, and all like the old ones.
I need to get, you know, it. I feel like I need to buy some of those DVDs. My friends have one of those for like The Simpsons.
Yeah.
And like my thought process is like, well, I have all the seasons, so why would I want that?
Yeah.
But then the flip side is like, I never watch any of these specials at Christmas time. And I think part of it is like, I don't want to be flipping through like 8 different DVD sets to like, but if I had just a single disc that I could pop in and it would take care of like 4 hours of Christmas specials, yeah, I'd be like inclined to watch it every year. That's why whenever it's like stuff like this, I'm like, nah, I never watched the Simpsons Christmas stuff at Christmas time. I never watched South Park stuff. Like,
this is legit. It's good shit. One of those ones that I do watch every year. This is up there with Abed's Uncontrollable Christmas, up there with Always Sunny Christmas.
Stevie even said that when we had her on.
Yeah.
And we asked her like a fond Christmas memory, and she said watching Community and South Park Christmas specials with Dylan every year.
Yeah.
So
yep.
Left
it
its
does.
Mark.
It does. It definitely does. And I know that not everyone listening to this will be a fan of this, but I think it's one of those things, we talk about it all the time, like what Christmas means to us. This episode of South Park with Satan is that's what Christmas means to me, man. Like, and little things remind me of Christmas. We've talked about that. Things that don't make any sense remind me of Christmas.
No, exactly.
This is one of those things that seriously puts me in the Christmas spirit, and I absolutely adore it. Woodland Critter Christmas is up there for me, one of my favorite Christmas specials, right up there with the classics. I'll watch fucking Charlie Brown Christmas and then watch Woodland Critter Christmas, bro. I know you're a Charlie Brown Christmas hater.
Yep.
But I will go from one right to the other, and I'm totally for it, man.
All right. Well, on that note, I think the only thing left to say
hold
is...
Hold on. Pause. Because I want to get this out there before... I know, I cut you off, Matt. I'm sorry. I want to get this out there before you finish and before I forget next time. Guys, the Devil of Christmas episode of Inside Number 9, we covered it a couple months back, but it is the perfect October watching.
Yes.
The
yes.
Inside Number 9, the Devil of Christmas special. It is the first episode of season 3 or series 3, if you're British. Watch it. It's on Amazon Prime. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut Matt off, but I wanted to get that out there.
That's very important. That is very crucial.
Yes.
And on that note, hail Satan, Dylan.
Hail Satan, Matt.
You're listening to the Geekscape Network.
Hey, welcome to Unstable Topics, a fast-paced, jam-packed, unhinged bestie podcast filled with facts, reacts, and made-up games in between.
We're your hosts, Sarah
and Maggie,
and we're excited for you to join our best friend hangout, where we surprise one another with things we find interesting or hilarious just to see how the other will react.
Our friendship might be totally stable, but you never know what your bestie might throw your way to knock you off your game.
So come shake things up, learn something new, and laugh along with us. This is Unstable Topics.
Hi,
Hello, everyone. We're Superhero Stuff You Should Know. And if you think you know about superheroes and comic books, think again.
We got romance. We got action.
Romance.
We got comedy. We got everything you need, man. Come on down to Superhero Stuff You Should Know for all your superhero needs.
I don't know about this romance. What part are you talking about?
We've got all kinds of sketches and then deep dives on top of that. Come on down to Superhero Stuff You Should Know.
All right, so come on down to... Wait, why did I say come on down? To Superhero Stuff You Should Know.
You're listening to the Geekscape Network.